Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, we're off to Shir number 4 in the Torah Maimer, Be'ez HaLevi. We're doing the Maimer Ubeboy Lefnei HaMelech in the Be'ez HaLevi in the old print on Daf Sam above. So in the past few Shurim, we saw the Hagdomo, and we already got into the middle of the Maimer, and just a quick Chazorah that he started off the mind with a few orders, you know, that's important on the psukim. And then he started being masber that there's three bechinas in the or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is made in the Oilimus. And these are the three bechinas which are, you know, explained barichs in the world of Torah Chabad. And the lashon here is that the three bechinas is called, mor, or, and oro. And in the, you know, in the regular Chabad Torah, it's called Memalei Sovim and Etzim. There's a lot of, Lashonim that are used for it. And we saw the Nekudah is that Ha'oro means that's the lowest Dargo. That's Ha'oro from the Orin Soif, which is Meir, into the Oilimus of Bia and even Atzilus. And the reason why it's called Ha'oro is because it's Ha'oro which is Meir, which is Ha'oro which is Mislavish into the Kelim, signing the Kelim of Bia and signing the Kelim of Atzilus. And since it's the or which is melubish in kalim, meaning it's the or which is, you know, kaviochol matim to be mechayi the kalim, so that's called it's only a or of the orin soif. Because the orin soif mitzad atmoi is lemaila from the inner of kalim, from being mechayi mislavish in kalim. Then we saw the second bechinah, which is called or, the inner of the orin soif, which l'choy, you know, l'choy means like the orin soif shelfnei atzimtzum, where the Nekud is that there the Or is Lamaila Megadar Kelim Legamri, and that's why it's called the Etzem Or, which is Pasha B'Tafsa Pshitas. Then we saw the third Bechina, which is called Moran Etzem, which the Nekud of Moran Etzem is that how the whole Seder Shtauslus Mitzad the Atmos Kaviochel is Nichlal Ba'Shvo Gemuru. And we spoke out what this means is that in the Shariach of Emunu Chelik Beis, Ban Shal Maz Barichas, that this means what's mavur in the Sefer Kabbalah, that's there's something called Esther Sviz Hagnuzis. That the Inyan of Esther Sviz Hagnuzis is where the Yesh and the Ayin is Bashvo Gemuru, but Avado, it's Mitzad Bria, meaning even in this third Madrega, we're not talking about the Baal Ratzin the way it is Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamish, because that's like it says in all the Sefer Mekabalim, Avado Les Machshava Tvis Veklaun, it's not Shaykh Diburim to speak about the Evish to Mitzad Atzmoy. We're saying that Mitzad the Brio, there's a Madrega which is called Moran Etzim, with the whole Seder Shtauslus, the Yesh and the Ayin is Kechod Mamash. So that was the three Bechinas Bekitzes that we saw.
That level you can call the end self, that you could use that term, that would be, versus the Oren self, that's the end self.
Yeah, if you want to call the Ha'ora Oren self, then the next Madrega would be called the end self.
Yeah.
And again, but because this is called, it's the Inyo Sviz Hagnuzis, where the whole Seder Shtauslus is Nichla Batzmuzis Baruch in, you know, in Oifen Pshitus and Oifen Ashva Gemuru. And we thought that this was the whole Inyo of the Machzah Shekel, that the Inyo of the Machzah Shekel was to be Ma'oir Kaviochel this Bechino, because the Inyo of the Minyan we saw, that the Minyan is the Inyo of the Gvul, which means is that Mitzad the Orin Soif, even though it's all Pasha B'Tafsa Pshitus, but the Orin Soif is a steerer to the Gvul and to the Yeshus. Because since it's the Gili of Pshitus, Melo, the Kalim can't be Soivul, the Pshitus, and the Yesh and the Ayin are Soisim in Eubay. It's two, you know, it's two Afeichim. And that was the thing we saw, that was why it happened
to
the Kalim, because the Orin Soif was made into the Kalim, which is the steerer, the Kalim are in your Gvul, and the Or is in your Pshitus. But Melo, the Kalim were Nishbar, and they came, you know, in Gamsa Nifrad. But this is all mitzad the second madrega, which is called Orin Soif. Mitzad the Atmos, mitzad the Mor, there the whole Seder Shtauslus is Bashvo Gemuru, where the Yesh and the Ayin is Kechod Mamish. And that thing of the Machzah Shekel, where the Machzah Shekel is being Ma'or, this thing of Etzem, which is Mechabed, the two of Seichem. That's what the thing of the Shkol.
Isn't this sure coming from the Ha'ora, not the Orin Soif? Wouldn't that be coming from the Ha'ora? Because that without the, you know, if you have the Orin Soif, there's no room for Kalim, for Shir, even for Shir, because there can't be Kalim there. But with the level of Ha'ora, you can have Kalim, you know what I mean? Then you can have a Shir, no? What's driving the Shvirta Kalim? The Ha'ora or the Ora inside?
No, so yes,
like you were saying that.
More the inyan of the Ora inside. Because if it was the inyan of the Ora, is the Ora which is best like a Mamalikol Alma, which is Mechaya and Mislabish in the Kalim. The inyan of the Shvirta Kalim was that the Ora was too big for the Kli, and the Kli wasn't able to soil the Ora, therefore there was, you know, the inyan of the Ora inside, which was made into the Kalim.
So it's really both of them
that
together.
Nekuda, you know, doesn't mean the orange of Shilofnei Tzimtzum, it means the Ora which is, you know, Lamaila from the gather of the Kalim.
Right. But it's really both of them together, because the Ha'or is like the Kli and the Ora and Tzof Dor, and when they came together, that caused the Shvira.
Right, yeah, you say it like that. No, but we saw also the Nekuda that the Inyan of the Tikkun, where there is a Chibur of the Oris and the Kalim, that's the Inyan of the Ma'a Chodesh, the Inyan is that also this Nekuda where we're Ma'oyu Kaviyachal, this Bechina of Atzmus, and the Mor, where the whole Seder Shnalash is Bashvo, and Al Zay, the Or from the Mor, that's how there could be the Tikkun, which is the Chibur between the Oris and the Kalim. So really, to have the Chibur with the Oris and the Kalim, that's only from when we Ma'oyu the highest Bechina, the Bechina of Mor and Atzmus.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah, so only here where it says Om Niskasha Moshe bin Yin Hashekel. So there's after you've been loving the Niskasha Moshe bin Nashekel, that I'll pay you this, we can understand why Moshe says was Niskasha with the Indian of the Machse Shekel. Kegam Shay Bechinis Maki Eduo Shavayo Bemil Alfin Oilam Ma, that even though the Bechin of Moshe Rabbeinu was the Indian of Ma, which the Havayo Bemil Alfin is Oilam Ma, if you do Yudke Vovke, Bemila Alfin, meaning the Vov is with a Vov Ala Vov, the Gematria is Memhei. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the Indian of the Mila of Ma, which will explain, Kimilu, who Kishimifarish Hatev Amachuvin, that when you Mifarish Hatev the Indian, so that's the Indian of Milui. Lamoshe Kimifarish and Yud, the Milui, Nasame Ois Yud, Gimel Ois Yud, Yud Vov Dalid, that the Indian of Milui is when you Mifarish Hatev the Indian that we're trying to, you know, the Matorah and the Kavonah. Moshul Yud, when we're Mepharish the Yud, so then we see that there's three Oisyids, it's Mepharish that there's a Yud Vav Dalet. So it's not the Kena Yud Sphiris Lefi and Niglo, Heim Mishalkus Kaidua. That the Yud Sphiris Lefi the Niglo, we know that there's 10 Sphiris. Ach Beshoish HaKavonah Behemes Bechines Alfin, Shu Pla Oisum Yizborach Heim Beichu Gomer Ve'etzim Kim Bevur B'makom Acher. That even though there's 10 spheres, but the Indian of the Shem Avai, which is the Alfin, is being Ma'or on the Indian of the Pella, that all the spheres are Be'ichu, Gomra, Iyu, V'chiyu, V'gamoy, Chadvoin, that Be'etzim, everything is Be'ichu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no Pir, there's no Eser. Because the Hesig Moshe, Kizel, Be'bechinis, Or Levad. That this was the Indian of Moshe Rabbeinu, that was Masik, the Indian of the Or, meaning he's being Masik, that the Darg of Moshe Rabbeinu was the Darg of Be'chinis Ma, which Bechinis Ma is the Indian where you have the Bittul B'Metzias, that you have the Indian of the Sphiris Datsilus, and all the Sphiris Datsilus are Iyu V'Chiyu G'amoy Chadboin, meaning that even though there's Esther Sphiris, but the Mitzad the Pella, the Be'ichud Legami with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the Bechina Moshe Rabbeinu was like the second Bechina, how the Oris are Meir within the Kalim, and therefore the Kalim are Be'ichud with Atzmus Yisborach. The eine bevechinus ham shechosi is baruch bevechinus hayesh liyachter levatle betachlus. That inyan, the avoid of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he was masig and he was mamshech this inyan where there's ham shocho from the orin tzoif, which is mevatle the yeshus legamri. Meaning the inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu, the inyan of ma, which is bittel b'metzias, the inyan is how this whole oilmus of bia is betzim bottle b'metzias, meaning it has no erich bechlau legabe kodesh baruchu. Also mit Zeit muss ich war schloi beginn so beim Schocho ein Zeich lang mir lassen bitte leis what it reminds me is that the Moshe Bedor Midbar was beiked Zeich to the second Madrego which is the Inyan of Or which is a bit of a Metzius but to the third Dargo which is not mit Zanam Schocho where the whole Seder Shtaus is Bashvo Gemuro there this wasn't the Inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu because mit Zad the Etzim mit Zad the Mor there's no Inyan of Bitla Yesh Bechlal meaning Mitzad the Mor, there's no bitter. We're not being mevatel the yesh to the ayin. Kimiu shabatel meach shein zelosik klal. Mitzad the third highest bechinah. Mitzad the Mor, since angel lost a klal, meaning that the whole seder shtausel is bashvog gemuro, So it's not shaykh b'chlal the whole inyan of bittul, because there's nothing to be mevatul. There's no two things to be mevatul one to the other one. Rak hayesh gufu hu atmusa yizbar be'etzem echad. Mitzad the highest bechinah, which is called the mar in the etzem, the yeshus is be'etzem, all it is a giloy of atmusa yizbarach. And b'zen eskasha, we're saying that since Moshe Rabbeinu b'dor mitzvah was shaykh b'ikr to this second bechinah of bittul b'metzias, which is in of ma, therefore he was niskashed in the end of the Machzor Shekel, because like we saw before, the end of the Machzor Shekel was to be Ma'oyr, the highest Bechino, which is the end of Mor and Etzem, and beside that, that Etzem wasn't, you know, Shaykh to the Daga Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Daga Moshe Rabbeinu was Bittul Metzius, which means that the Yesh is Batul Gamri to the Ayin, that is the Oilem is Bia, which is Oilem is a Pirud, had no Erech, and the Batul Gamri b'metzius to the Orein Soif, and that's the union of the Hamshach of the Orein Soif into the Kalim. But Mitzad the Mor and the Etzim, there's no union of Bittul, because we're not being Mevatel the Kalim to the Or, because Mitzad the Mor and the Etzim, the Kalim Gufo is just the Gilu of the Pshitas. So Bechlal doesn't pass the union of Bittul. Mizeo Acheher Eloi Madbeir Shal Eish, and that's what means Tarkash Baruch Hashem to Madbeir Shal Eish. And then, you know, he was Mitzad the union of Machzor Shekel. Pish Madbeir Loshin Teva, Hainu Shal Teva Gufo, what's Musi is Baruch Mamish. Shein Begad Ve'erich Bechinas HaTeva. That the Indian is that the word Matbeya is the Lashon of Teva, meaning that Mitzad the Bechin of Mor, Mitzad the Etzim, even the Teva itself is just the Gilu of what's Musi is Baruch. Shein Begad Ve'erich Bechinas Teva. Ach HaTeva, Hanir Le'eni Basu, Gashmi Ve'hepach Me'itin is Baruch. But about it, like the way we saw before, is that this, that we're saying, Mitzad, the Mor and the Etzem, there's no Indian of Bittul, is not the Pshat that the Yesh, the way we see it, could stay in the period, Fakeret. Only when it's bottled to the Kedusha, which is the second Bechinah, then could we go to this highest Bechinah and say that not only is it bottled by Metzius, but the Yesh Gufo is just a Gilui of the Pshitas of Atzmus Yisborach. But Avada, the way we see the Teva, which is Gashmi, Avada the Tepech from the Yichud. And that's why he says that Kosh Baruch Hu showed him a Madbeir Shal Eish Pish B'Bechinus Aliyah Sateva Ba'oifin B'Bechinus Eintzav Yisbar Shal Maylo Me'ateva V'Hovin. That Kosh Baruch was Kavyoch showing him that the third Dargah, the third Gilui, where Mitzad the Mor and the Atmos, even the Teva is just the Gilu of Atmos Yisbarach, and that's the thing of Madbeir Shal Eish, that it's Afkin Oifin of Eish, where it's in Oifin of Bittul, then could have been the Zgala this Indian of Mor, meaning, and that's why Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu was shy to go to this Bechinu, because only after you have the Indian of Bittul B'Metzius is the shy to go to the third Dargah, which is the Indian of the Atzmus.
So Moshe Rabbeinu, what do you mean? You said Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the Madrega.
Right.
You're saying that?
Yeah, but he was, you know, I'm saying obviously we have mostly, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, but we're saying here that since he was shy to the second Bechinu, Memela Kodesh Baruch was able to show him and bring him up to the next Dargah. Meaning, even though we're saying the Indian Moshe Rabbeinu was the Indian of the Orient, so he's the Indian of Bittul B'Metzius, but since he had that, Memela were able to show Moshe Rabbeinu the third Indian, which is the Hal Mitzad, the Atzmus, even the Yesh is just the Gilui of Atzmus Yisborach. And that's like
is anyone this Madrega? Moshe Rabbeinu is not this Madrega. We could show him this Madrega, but he's not this Madrega. Is there anyone that is that? Be'ez Shalach is that Madrega, but is there any other Tzadik, David HaMelech, or anyone that represents that Madrega?
Yeah, so that's, I have to find where this in the Beis Halevi, but in the Beis Halevi says, I remember one place, sure, that whenever we say this Indian that Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, was Shaykh on fifth Dagger, that means the Moshe Rabbeinu B'dor HaMidbar, but the third Dargah of Mor, which that's Be'ikir the Gilu of Lost Lovay, of how the Moshe Rabbeinu is going to, you know, I don't know if you have to know exactly the Protem, but there's something to be called the Moshe Rabbeinu of Lost Lovay, that of how that's going to be how Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Shleimus, which is this union of Mor and Atmos, how the whole Seder Shtaus is Bashavah Gemurah, and that's the Shleimus HaYichud of Einim Levadai.
So I mean, this, I was saying that would be like
you say David HaMelech, it's the union of bigger than of the Gilu of Lost and Lovey. Nevada, there'll be the Moshe Lost and Lovey.
Isn't that the Gilu of
Mashiach? Yeah, that's the of Mashiach. Malchus Beit David. Yeah, you could say like.
Oh, right. So it's still
more
Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's one that's coming.
Be the Moshe Rabbeinu of Lost and Lovey.
Right. Yeah. Which you could say is Mashiach or David HaMelech, right? Ben Bechina. Ben David, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you know, we saw this a little on the Shiur on the Shaiva Yisayichid a little, that Batsim, these three Madregas is what, you know, in Sefer Kabbalah is called God, the Rishon, Sheni, and Shlishi.
Yeah.
And even though you have every, you know, within the, every day or B'chol even within the year, you have God, the Shlishi, but about the B'cholos, the Emestik of God, the Shlishi, that's only going to be lost in love. Like it says in the Eitz Chaim, I think, Shalom Vav, Shalom Hey, that by the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash, that was called the Aliyah HaShishi of the Zeh Ampin and the Malchus, which means that the Malchus was it's called Moichim Dechayo, that the Yichu was like a Yichu of Shabbos Kodesh, and that's the Aliyah HaShishi that was by the first Beis HaMikdash. But it says La'Otzilavi, it's going to be the Aliyah HaShvi, where there the Keter of the Malchus is Shavit to the Keter of the Ampin, which is in the Eishes Chayel Teres Bailo. And the Nikud is that La'Otzilavi, that's where we have the Shleimus of God the Shlishi. Meaning the Inyan of God the Shlishi, the Yichud of God the Shlishi, which is the Aliyah HaShvi of the Malchus, that's bigger than the Gila of La'Otzilavi. And this we said over in the Shurim, that there's a maimer from the Rebbe, the last Lubavitch Rebbe, in Pod B'Sholim, where is Mazbir B'Prat is the chilik between these two Aliyahs, the Aliyah HaShishi and the Aliyah HaShvi. And the Nikud is that he says by the Aliyah HaShvi, that's where the Malchus is Megala the Yichud, even in the Bia, even in the Pirud. And it's Megala, this thing, what we're learning now, which is the Dinyan of the Mor, how the Einam Levado goes even into the Olam Sabia, even into the Kelim. Yes, that's the, you know, if you want to see it, that's the Maimer of Pad B'Shalom. It's in the Sefer Amar Melukit, you know, in the Yotzes Kislev Memor. Yes, so it says, Ubizay Yuvan, so up to here, Ois Beis, here Ois Beis in these papers, it says, Homan Rosh Bikesh Lahashman is called Yehudim. So with me, Mavin, now is that we saw a little before that this Inya of Morin Atmos, there's a Sakono in this Dargo, that if someone goes into this Dargo and understands how Be'etim Deyesh is just the Yilid of Pshitus, so if he doesn't do it in the Oifin of Kedusha and Bittul, then he can end up being Mafrid and saying the Yesh itself in its Oifin of Pirud. That's also a gilir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. About that, Toys Chamuru.
Uh-huh. Before the Tikkun. It's related right, to meaning, the Yesh before the Tikkun, you can end up in a trap.
Right. That meaning if a person doesn't go into the Derech of Kedusha to first have the Bittul of Metzias, and he goes to the Dag of Atmos, then Fakert, he's just going to be make a bigger period and say that the Yesh, which is period, is a Gila of Kedusha.
Right. So he's, gonna see he's trying to live in the third level of Bittul without going through the first two steps first of Bittul.
Right, and what's missing is that it's not just that he didn't go in the right steps, it's that it goes against the whole Kavanah, because the whole Kavanah Elyon is that once you have the second Madrig, which is Bittul B'Metzias, then we could go to a third darga, which is that not only is the Yesh Batul B'Metzias, but the Yesh itself is just the Gilu of the Yesh Amiti. But if a person doesn't have the darga of Batul B'Metzias, then there's no Mokum Bechlal to say that the Yesh is the Gilu of the Yesh Amiti, because the Yesh without Batul is the biggest Hepech and the biggest Steer to the Yesh Amiti, to the Pshitas.
Right. You would call that Amtaka, no? That third level, you can call Amtaka?
Yeah, meaning Amtaka, that after Achno and Avdolo, it could be Mamtik the Yesh, and show how the Yesh itself is not just something that needs Bittul, but rather it's the biggest Gili of the Pshitas, and that's the Inya of Amtaku.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to see that the Inya of Haman, that's here the Nekud of this moment, that the Inya of Haman was Dafka to bring out this Dargo without the Kedusha and to be Mafra the Yesh from the Yichud.
Can you say that the level of the second level of the Bittul would be Nogaya to the Gra, and the Chiddush of the Baal Shem would be the third level of that the Kli itself is Kaddish? I think we said that in that. Didn't we learn that in that statement?
Yeah, because that is the idea, meaning that you have the Piyasetner, that's how the Piyasetner, and he has the Sefer Mavi Shorim in the back of Achshara Zaveichim. So over there he explains that the Chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov was this Inyan that he brought the Mali Cholar Tzkvoidoi, he says it wasn't just a pshat, it was Amshochot, that the Baal Shem Tov was Mamshech, the Mali Cholar Tzkvoidoi, even into the Kelim of Bia. And he's Mazvedi, that was Gufo, the Snagdus, the Chsidus, because to say that the kelim itself is is beichud and agilia the pshitus, that's something which is bigger shach to loss of love, and therefore there was a snagdus to the Indian. Because that's in, like, even it says here that the Baal Shem Tov only brought a ha'orah of the Moshe Mashiach into the world, right? The Shlemus was still in the Zman HaGolos. But he says here that was good for the Chiddush, the Baal Shem Tov, and that was the snagdus, if you could say that even the kelim of beard is the chelik of the pshit, is the chelik of the yichud.
Wow.
So really, that's in the Sinyan. But that's what we're saying here, that it's very important, Nakudo, that this third dag is dafka in the oif and the kedusha, dafka after the bittul b'metzias, then it's shaykh to go into the third dag, which is called to be mekadosh the kelim.
So you're saying the Baal Shem Tov didn't only recognize it, he was also mamshik that bechina
That's the Pshat. He said that it wasn't just the Pshat, that he explained, Pshat and the positive Pshat is, that he was Mamshech or of the Moshe Mashiach, into the Yemei Golus.
Wow,
but
Avada,
you can understand, since it was only a Oro, so Avada, there was a Mokka for a Snagdus, because, since we don't have the Shleim's Madrega yet, there's the Mokka for a Snagdus, which means that, it has to be balanced out, and, Befrat, the closer we were to the Baal Shem Tov, the more we had a shaykh to it, and the further away, we're further from this Inyan.
Wow, that's very chashuv. Wow.
Yeah. So, says you, b'zeh yuvan gamke maim razal golo v'yedua sh'asir homen rosh lishkol figa chiktim shiklaim, that it says that, it says in Chazal that since it says la'asir that homen rosh is going to be shoykel, to make the gzera on the yidden, so therefore you have the inyan of the machsa shekel. Gam shebchol ha-megillah lo nemer rak loshen yehudim v'lo b'nei yisrael b'nei yaakov. In the megillah, it doesn't say b'nei yisrael b'nei yaakov, it only says the loshen of yehudim. So what's the inyan? The inyan hu ki ezeh zeh luma zeh oselikim. Sorry, the mistake. K'moy shebekdusha b'chins ha-shekel hu sheyesh v'ayin him b'shikul l'chodo. That just like we're in Masbid, that Mitzado Kedusho, the Yeshin of Ayin is Shikulu Chad, it's Bashvo Gemur, and that's the name of the Machsa Shekel. How everything's Bashikulu Chad, that Mitzado Mor, the Atmos, the Yeshin of Ayin is Bashvo Gemur. Kemoikin Zelumazel also Likim, that Homan Rosh wants to be Mashmid Yehudim, meaning that we're going to see what it means, that he wants to be mevatel and destroy the whole thing of bittel. Befrat l'mordechai ha-yehudi ki yeduish, the Yehudi b'chinas bittel v'hoid. Befrat, you want to make the gzera to kill Mordechai ha-yehudi, that Yehudi is the lashon of bittel and hoid. Yehudi, which is the lashon of hoid, that's the name of bittel. Befrat Mordechai shu yisoid avashu etzim ha-bittel. That said in the Shark of Honest that the nace of Purim was that it was made or of the Yisrael Abu. That was the Inyan of Mordechai. So we're saying here that the Inyan of the Yisrael Abu, which is Chochmah, Ma, like we saw before, Ma is Bittl. So the Inyan of Mordechai was the Etma Bittl. And Mordechai HaYehudi means, the Etma Bittl of Klal Yisrael. And that's what Haman wanted to destroy. Meaning, over here it's more Pirish HaLderech HaVoido, that the Igre Gzei of Haman was to be mevatel the dag of bittel that Klal Yisrael had, because once Chas Hashem, if there's going to be if we don't have the dag of bittel, then we fall into the yeshus, into the pirid legamri. Ki Mordechai hu mir dachi loy hamirirus shu rochik mehashem shemismarmer al chsoin atzmoi ki im mord roshen cheiru shemismarmer al heder gila lekusi yisborach. That it says Mordechai is a loshen of mir dachiu. So what he's matter here is that it means Mordechai was the inyan of merirus. What he's saying in merirus, you have two types of merirus. You have the merirus that someone has, like, bitterness that he's rochik from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But he's saying Mordechai was a different inyan. Mordechai was the inyan of Mordoror, that the merirus was that he had the chayrus of the etma bittel, but the merirus was that there wasn't the gila lekusi yisbarach begila in the world, and that was the merirus. Meaning the merirus of Mordechai wasn't that he was rochik from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Adrabi. He had the etzma bittel and had the tachas advekus. But the merius was that the gila likus wasn't nizgale b'shleimus in the world. So the kuzi is baruch hu behelim v'hester And this was the inyan of Mordechai, where the dag of bittel was shleimus the gebittel and had no soilus from the agoshes atma. It was the bittel of etzim, meaning mashen came a lower dag, which is called the regular bittel ayesh. That would mean is that a person is still within his own yeshus and he's being more avaviru, but that bittel has has sigim because there's agoshes atma involved in the avoidu. Mashengen here, which is a hard dag, which is called bittel metzias. What that means is that there's no hergish atma bechlal in the avoidu, because the person is bittel metzias legamri takodesh baruch hu, melo his own feelings have no erech bechlal in the chelik of avoidu. And Islam in the shara avoidu, where Rabban Shlomo Mazdas Barichus, he says that Ravada, this is very high madregis, that only yichidu skulu were zoichet to this, but Ravada every year chap episode oro and episode something in these dag avoidu. So the Kuzis were saying that Mordechai was the inyan of Yehudi of the Yisoy Abu, the Bitla Etzim. V'homen bikesh lashmide b'omrem yachash ha'yesh v'ayin heim b'chin shikulu chodo v'man nechsh v'abitla yesh la'ayin rak hirshu v'seyesh gashmi le'ikru l'nifrat gom v'ein tov yizborach. They were saying that Homan wanted to be lashmide as a kodil, meaning that Homan was saying that since we have a higher madrig, which is called Moran Atmos, where we tie that the yesh and the ayin is kechodo, mainly want to be mevatel the inyan of Yehudi of Bittel and say that the Yesh itself is something, the Yesh, the way it is mitzad the period, that's also a gilui, and you could be mash of the period. Mainly had a, that was the Iker Gzeir, that he wanted to be mevatel the whole avoid of Bittel Mutzias. And like what you saw before is that the Emes is the only way to be megalad the more in the Atmos is Dafko after the Bittel Mutzias, then the Yesh is Bechalal Roy to be megalad the more in the Pshitas. We'll finish.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.